The basketball program continued to gain national attention. The university had tabbed a Notre Dame grad to help improve its football fortunes, a move that made the campus a smaller arena for one.
And then, of course, they were going to solve everything. And they hired a man by the name of Chet Wynn, a Notre Dame. At that time, anyone that attended Notre Dame, clear on down to the boy that was on crutches studying algebra, managed to get out and see a game, could find a coaching job, because if he knew anything about football, that immediately got him a job. But everybody from Notre Dame was coaching football. And then I remember the great furore that our relationships, my relationship with Chet was never too pleasant, because he told me in no uncertain terms that he thought basketball interfered with football. And as long as we had the interest here on the campus in basketball, and we were really burning things up around that time, we were going to New York to play games, and we were getting more publicity in basketball than we were in football. And he told me one day, he says, "Now, Coach," he said, "there isn't any room here," he said, "on this campus for football and basketball." And he said, "There isn't room for you, and there isn't room for me, and one of us has got to go." I said, "Well, in that case," I said, "when you go home tonight, you ought to tell your wife to start packing, because I don't plan to leave. I'm going to stay." And the last year here, we just didn't get along at all.